اللهم لك الحمد لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك أحمدك ربي وأستعينك وأستهديك وأستغفرك وأستلهمك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت الواحد الأحد والفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وخاتم أنبيائه وخيرة خلقه وحبيبه المبعوث رحمة للعالمين اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية والمنشط والمكره لعلكم تفلحون يقول سبحانه وتعالى واتقوني يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله جميل يحب الجمال إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبة إن الله جواد كريم بر رحيم صدق الله وصدق رسول الله I praise Almighty Allah I praise the Lord as it befits His glory and perfection My words, your words cannot convey the perfection cannot define Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot describe the majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala So let our hearts be inspired to witness and testify to the beauty, the wisdom, the glory and perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever we look, whenever we see the creation of Allah in His splendor and beauty, let us reflect on the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the essence of Islam, to be able to recognize the beauty and manifest the beauty. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah jamilun yuhibbul jamal." Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. I want to reflect today on this tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we are living in a world So many things make us upset, disgusted, and there are many things that inspire us, give us hope. And as believers, we cannot give in to despair and despondency. وَلَا يَيَسُّ مِنْ رَوْهِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ Only those who disbelieve in Allah and reject the work of Allah, the sovereignty of Allah, can afford to lose faith. So the events unfolding in front of our eyes, some of them terrible atrocities, ugliness, wickedness, cruelty, acts of terrorism, pure and plain, and on the other side, magnanimity, beauty, mercy, forgiveness. We compare the two. And I need to ask myself, where do you stand? The challenge for me and you as a Muslim today is, I am challenged, you are challenged, when you see the atrocities committed in the name of Islam, those who claim to read the Quran, those who claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, committing atrocities that are unheard of. Of course, they are not the only one representing this ugliness of the human carnal soul. The same ugliness devastated upon the Iraqis, Afghanistan, Palestine, Pakistan. When thousands of people are snuffed out as if they are not worthy of living. Of course, in this time of despair and grief, I want to reflect, use the opportunity to reflect on the lives of the three winners. Their lives were taken out, execution style, killing, by a man who was driven, by all accounts, he was driven by hatred against Islam and Muslims. And of course, this has much to do with the media stereotyping Muslims and Islam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Media funded by billionaires, of course, that is what they are doing, but what are we doing? They will do that. How do we respond to this ugliness? Of course, these young people set a beautiful example for every young man in our community, for me and you. They had beautiful dreams, promising young man and woman, and two women, the prime of our youth, their youth. They had great dreams, and the dreams were not to make money, to exploit the vulnerable. The dreams were to contribute to society, render acts of kindness and mercy. They were actively involved in their communities, fundraising for Syria, fundraising for the blind, causes that we look around, na'udhu billah, the disabled, looking after the vulnerable. So they set an example for all of us. As far as they are concerned, we don't need to grieve over them, because they are in the best place. أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are alive with their Lord, provided for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have set an example for reflecting the beauty of Islam. Of course, this is how Islam spread, insofar as it spread. A person who was imbued and constantly reminding himself of the beauty of Islam, the mercy of Islam, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was none other than Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi. Legendary for his magnanimity. And magnanimity means you have the power to take revenge. But al-afu inda al-maqdara. The beauty is when you have the ability to take revenge and to slaughter and commit bloodshed, you resist. You show magnanimity. You show mercy. This is the beauty of Islam. This is what Rasulullah taught, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why in all of his battles, the casualties never exceeded more than 2,000 on both sides. So you don't compare the battlefields of Rasulullah with the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan, where millions perish and nobody to mourn for them. But that is ugliness, pure and simple. But the beauty of Islam manifested by Salahuddin Ayyubi. What inspired him? The Quran, Sahih al-Bukhari. Because when he was engaged in battle, there was a muhaddis accompanying him, reading out to him chapters from Sahih al-Bukhari. He is in the battle because he wants to be inspired by the great examples of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, when the crusaders slaughtered the entire population of Jerusalem, blood running through the streets, knee high, as described by the chroniclers, the European chroniclers, historians, the inspiration for Salahuddin Ayyubi came from Rasulullah. When he entered Jerusalem, and Jerusalem surrendered, he reminded himself of the magnanimity of Rasulullah, who entered Makkah after being driven out, after some of his followers lynched to death, and after many attempts at his life, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Fathu Makkah, and he declared, "Idhabu antum tulaqa, you are free to go." He asked them, "What do you think I will do to you?" The mushrikeen who knew the mercy of Rasulullah, the general of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Akhun kareemun wa ibn akhin kareem." You are a noble soul, son of a noble soul. We expect only that which is good, mercy from you. And the Prophet said, "La tathrib alaykum al-yawm." He is inspired by the words of Yusuf alayhi salam, whose brothers throw him into the dungeon, dark well, and then he was sold into slavery. 35 years banished from his family, and then when he is able, he has the power to take revenge on his brothers, he said, "La tasrib alaykum al-yawm. Today I will not blame you for anything you have done." Brothers and sisters, you and I are challenged today. What kind of a message I am reflecting in the way I interact with people, with my neighbor, fellow Muslims, fellow human beings? Let me remind you of the ideals of Islam. This is what will work for us. Revenge, the kind of atrocities committed by ISIS, there is no room for it in Islam. They took these innocent people and beheaded them, slaughtered them. They say they took women as slaves, and they committed even genocide. As opposed to this, if you want to fight in the name of Islam, apply the rules of Islam. This is what the Algerian fighters, liberators did. We have the story of Professor Dr. Roger Garodi, the French intellectual who was a candidate for President of France. He was a parliamentarian. He was one of the top intellectuals of Europe. How did he embrace Islam? He was exposed to the beauty of Islam. He was fighting on the side for France against the Algerian liberators. But they managed to take him as a captive. And of course, according to the practice, they are going to take him to the hill and they had to kill him because he is a combatant. But on the way, this commander asked him, "Do you have a weapon?" Professor Garodi said, "No, I don't have a weapon with me." Then the commander said, "I cannot afford to kill you because my religion does not allow me to kill a non-combatant." And he was freed. And Roger Garodi said, "This incident made me think about the ideology, about the inspiration for these people, the magnanimity, the source of the magnanimity." So he was inspired to study Islam. And he became a Muslim. The same happened to Malcolm X. He went to Hajj. He was a black nationalist, believing in the black supremacy as opposed to white supremacy. But in Mecca, he experienced the beauty of Islam. He took food, partook food from the same plate, sharing it with the black, white man. So he experienced the beauty of this religion. This is what Islam is. Inna Allah jamilun yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful and he loves beauty. As Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said, the challenge for every Muslim is to emulate the beautiful attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Rasulullah says, Inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbu rifq, Allah is gentle and He loves gentleness. We have to reflect gentleness. How do we do that? Gentleness in dealing with your spouse, with your children, with your neighbor, fellow human beings, fellow Muslims. This is the beauty. Inna Allah kareem, Allah is generous and He loves generosity. Reflect it. As Rasulullah reflected it, kana ajwada min ar-rih al-mursala, He was more generous than winds flowing freely without discriminating. When winds flow, they don't discriminate. They dispense the mercy of Allah to everybody. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the people who were exposed to the generosity of Rasulullah used to go out to their tribes and say, oh people, become Muslims, because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't know poverty. He doesn't believe in poverty. So, of course, he spends freely. He is so generous. This is what we have. Inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbul rifq. Of course, Inna Allah kareemun yuhibbul karam wal jood. And of course, Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Allah is pure. He accepts only that which is pure. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَأَحْسِنُوا. Ihsan in Islam is the highest stage. You know, in the Hadith Jibreel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked by Jibreel alayhi wa sallam to define the journey to Islam. And the first step is Islam. To act out, to fulfill these obligations, which all of us, alhamdulillah, are performing, most of us. But this is the first stage. And the next stage is Iman. Not only you perform this, take it to the heart, internalize it, feel it, taste that faith. It's one thing to talk about honey. One may talk about a million years. If you don't taste honey, you don't know the beauty, the sweetness of honey. The Iman has to be tasted. So the belief in Akhirah has to be internalized, its sweetness. You have to visualize heaven and hell. Believe as it is the reality. Not the other way around. But for most of us, the reality is this. Because that's why, by hook or crook, we want to make money. Build mansions and buy the most expensive car, and we are not restrained. But that is not the one who will believe in Akhirah do, because even though he has money, he will not squander it, because he will reflect that generosity, that mercy, that empathy for the poor, because this wealth is a trust. So that is what Islam is all about, this consciousness. And the next stage of it is even higher. This is called Ihsan. Reflecting beauty, magnanimity, forgiveness. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah. You have a right to take revenge, but do so in fair measure. But if you forgive, that is better. And don't be aggrieved by the hurt and insult and vilification they make unleash against you. Forgive. وَلَا تَقُوا فِي ضَيْفٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah is with those who are conscious of Him and therefore do ihsan. Ihsan is what? To forgive. أمرني ربي أن أعفو من ظلمني وأوتي من حرمني وأصل من قطعني. This is the ideal Islam. So look for the ideal Islam. Unfortunately, today, our Islamic education has reduced Islam to rituals and dogmas and legalism. The legalism that Isa alayhi salam came to fight, it is the curse with the Muslim Ummah today, because we have reduced it to legalism. Spirit of Islam is missing. Spirit of Islam is mercy. It is forgiveness. It is beauty. It is gentleness. Let's do that. How do we do that? Do you smile when you see your brother? Or do you discriminate? Is your salam reserved for your ethnic group? Taslimul khassa. How often we see that in the masajid? People saying salam, but they mean it to their group. This is what Rasulullah said, taslimul khassa. One of the curse of this ummah will be in later times, that people will be greeting only their elite group, chosen group. This is not Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wallahi lan tadkhulul jannah hatta tu'minu. By Allah, you cannot hope to get Jannah until you have the real faith. And you cannot have real faith until you love others for the sake of Allah. And love of others for the sake of Allah means also not just love of Muslims, love of the creation of Allah. خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ أَنْفَاهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ الْعِبَادُ كُلُّهُمْ مِيَالُ اللَّهِ. All of creation, Allah's family. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala ukhbirukum bi khiyarikum min shirarikum." Should I tell you who are the worst among you, the best among you, from the worst among you? Who are they? Khiyarukum, khayrukum man yurja khayruhu wa yu'man sharruhu. The best of you is the one people have no fear of him. What ISIS said, we want to terrorize the world. This is not Islam, brothers. Terrorize? Wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min. By Allah, he's not a believer. He's not a believer, he's not a believer. Man la yu'min, yu'min jaruhu bawaiqahu. His neighbor cannot feel secure and safe in his presence. So Islam is, Rasulullah defined it, al-muslimun man salima an-nas. A Muslim is the one that people can feel safe and secure with him in his presence. So let us reflect this beauty of this religion. Let us not discriminate, extend peace and salutations. Ibn Abbas was greeting a non-Muslim once, and then one of these rigid guy, legalist, asked him, "You greet a non-Muslim?" His reply was, "Is he not under the protection and mercy of Allah?" You see how interpretation of Islam changes. Some people look at Islam as ugliness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the farthest person from Allah is the one who has the wicked heart, cruel heart. Cruelty, wickedness, harshness is not Islam. Islam is all beautiful. Its grace is even killing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you torture that animal by any means, even curse that animal, you are not allowed to partake that meat. Look at the gentleness of Islam, sensitivity of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire our heart to see the beauty of this religion. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Those wonderful young people, they are exemplars for me and you. They represented the best that Islam holds out. Where are the young people? These people had great dreams to serve humanity, fellow human beings, not just to make money. So you and I, what kind of a legacy? You see now they are living the hearts and minds of not only Muslims, thousands of people came out praising them. They are called the three winners. What will people say when I die? What kind of a legacy I'm leaving behind? That's why I should ask myself, everybody should ask himself, brothers, how people will remember you. People remember Ibrahim alayhi salam. People remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People remember Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. People remember Salahuddin Ayyubi for their greatness and magnanimity. I want to be remembered like that. For that, let us strive wherever you are. Challenges to reflect the beauty of Islam. When somebody is reflecting the ugliness, you are there to counter it with forgiveness and mercy and magnanimity. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. I would advise all of you to read the traditions on the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to impart it to our young people, practice it ourselves, and surely we will make a difference in the world, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on those who passed away, the young people, as well as all those who have been martyred, all those who have died, all those who have been killed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them. May Allah forgive them, admit them into Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ghafir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فهي للإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه للإيمان. The number of our brothers and sisters who are sick, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove their suffering and pain. اللهم رب الناس أذهب الباس اشفي أنت الشافي اشفي أنت الشافي اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة ترضيك إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. أقم السلام.